You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Independent radio for independent music. From the oldest big city in the world, or so he claims. Broadcasting on rechargeradio.com and podcasting at the justinwayneshow.com. Can you guess? Yes, that's right, folks. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Away from here, and I daydream about you, with all your precious ways. Yeah, I fantasize about you, and how we could run away. Blue skies, blue skies, why'd you stay away from?
Blue skies, blue That is Miri. Miri, one of our Go-Go Festival people that we're gonna listen to the interview.
Yeah, yeah.
But Moomin is here.
Hello
in the studio.
There. I have invaded Justin's show.
As you should.
Yeah, it's strange. I'm in daylight. Oh. I'm not in my little subterranean secret lair.
Oh, don't tell anyone. It's a mystery where the studio is. It is on the first floor, though, with windows.
It's the first floor. They haven't even got a crocodile moat.
No.
This is strange.
Well, out back, though, there is sort of, when you come up the stairs, it's a bit dangerous sometimes.
It's a little bit rickety. And, okay, yes, I did have to answer these questions three, but that was quite easy.
Yeah. Sometimes there's people that are under the stairs as well, which is kind of freaky. So.
Ooh, people under the stairs. That was a movie, wasn't it? That old People Under the Stairs.
Oh, I reckon.
Oh, God, from the 40s or 50s, yeah. I think that was. A sort of like horror suspense noir thing.
That's a good one.
Ooh, yes.
Well, we've got Go-Go Festival. We did 2 hours of them last week, and we've got a bunch of them this week. We're gonna listen to ones from Jill Jackson, Never the Bride, Heather Peace,
yep.
Susie, and all the comedians.
Oh, excellent. Susie and Zoe. Lines, yeah, that was an awesome time. And Never the Bride were absolutely top rock and roll legends.
They're awesome.
Yes.
They're really
I'm going to be like that when I grow up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we'd like that when I grow up.
Yeah. I think everyone would aspire to be like they were when they were super awesome.
Yes, they are.
What else? We've got Kaz Cornell and Christina Cornell. I'm not going to put them together. They are sisters, but they do different things.
Very different things.
One of them is a DJ and one of them is a acoustic pianist.
Yes.
And acoustic guitar player.
Yeah, they're both very, very musical, but very different fields. It was really interesting to chat to them.
Yeah.
And they look so similar as well. It was almost twins.
Yeah, but they did have very different personalities.
Very different people, different styles altogether, but great stuff.
Which you'll hear in a little while.
And it's coming up.
We've got Grey Matter is going to come up. They were a good pile of fun.
Yes.
I got the part where they were all clearing their throats. And that we're going to play that as well, because that was really funny.
Yes.
Right now we're going to play the interview we did. We did an interview with Miri a little while ago. She's at facebook.com/findmiri, and if I click on the little button, there it is. But we're gonna listen to the interview we did. It was not a week and a half ago. It doesn't seem like that long ago.
It seems like it was just yesterday. But it was a different world.
It was.
It was in Kent for starters.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we're doing this tonight, and we also if you tuned in, we ended up starting the show a little bit early, we played a tune from Luke Armitage, who played two weeks ago. He played the Discovery 2 night down in Kensington, which we've been covering, and we haven't been down there to cover it yet, but we've been supporting them,
yeah,
and playing all their music on, and we've got Alex on tonight as well, and we're gonna go through all the artists that are playing tomorrow night at Discovery 2 down there at the AAA in Kensington. Well, we'll do that just after the top of the hour. Right now, it is it's us
and Miri.
Yeah, right here. And it's Recharge Radio live at Go-Go Fest. It is, of course, Justin and Moomin backstage at the Go-Go Festival, and we have we spoke to her before the festival, and now she's here just after her doing your first festival performance. It's Miri. How are you?
Hello. I'm all right, thank you.
How'd it go? How was it?
It was really good. When I first went on there, it was raining manically, and then funnily enough, the second song that I sung is called Blue Skies, and Blue Skies started to appear, and people started to come out of nowhere, and it was really nice. So that, I think, I wouldn't have changed my time slot for anything for that.
That's brilliant. And it's still quite nice now.
Yeah, it's still really
there's
nice.
There's actually blue stuff in. You can actually see sky between the clouds. It's quite pretty, actually.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It feels good.
And we spoke to you a bit before, and you've been doing music for quite a while now,
yeah.
And you've got Canvas is out now. It's on iTunes, and
that's right,
you've just given us copies, which is
lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and the art is great on the album cover.
Who was the artist?
It's a guy called Y, and he was an old school friend of one of the producers, and we worked together a lot on the album artwork, and he's a very talented artist, really sweet, humble guy as well. And so I had the idea for the cover, and he just kind of took that and put his own sort of stamp on it. So
do you know what really first the first thing that came to my mind was, which sounds really random, but when I saw, like, because of the way the line work is done, it's quite a simple format, but it's done really beautifully, is the original illustrations for Winnie the Pooh, but in the A.A. Milne books, not the Disney version, but the original line drawings, and it's got that really nice simplicity to it, but really active at the same time.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted. I mean, the idea is the album is called Canvas, is almost like just starting from fresh, and you're just sketching an idea of how you'd like your life to be, really. And so I wanted to keep that sort of simplicity and that sort of also bit of a raw edge to the drawings.
It's you, or I would assume it was you or somebody, a female sort of walking to the left and then with scribbles and
lots
of different lines,
kind of
like smudges as well, isn't it?
Yeah. The idea what I originally was going to have is have different colours, so it's almost like you haven't finished the complete drawing, but you just started. But he put in the little bits of orange, which still it looks really lovely, and he added all these bits as well, which look nice.
There's some swirly bits to the side, and it does look really nice. Just really, it's simple
Thank
but complex
you.
At the same time, without being fussy.
People must log on to type in Miri and iTunes to make sure you check out that.
Yeah,
nothing else. Check out the
Miri, M-I-R-I, or Mike Indigo, Romeo Indigo.
There you go. I'm not very good at that.
People ask me
that on the phone, and it falls apart. But there's other places you can find. You're on the internet as well. There's you're on Facebook. Just find Miri. And then
I'm trying to get up to 1,000 supporters as well. So
I think when I get home, I'll have to pop along to your Facebook page. And literally find Miri.
Yeah, please do.
And that is sort of the theme of the, as far as your social networking and stuff concerned. You want people to start finding you.
Yeah,
I would imagine they are starting to find you.
Yeah. It's sort of slowly but surely everything's starting to unfold and everything. So yeah, they are. I mean, it works out really well when you're at festivals like this, because if you go missing, people are like, "Find Miri. Where's Miri?" and everything. So yeah.
A slightly cooler version of Where's Wally.
Yeah, exactly. With the quiff.
Or for our American listeners, Where's Waldo?
Right. I was like, who the hell is Wally? When I came over here. You look like Wally. I have a hat.
Yeah. Oh, a red and white striped beanie.
Well, it's brown, but it looks almost red. Mm. I didn't know what they were talking about. I was like, what do you mean?
Wally's a veteran.
Oh, you mean Waldo. Right.
We're going, who?
Anyway, it's the Alsatian.
Oh, yes, there's a wolfie.
Very excited.
Yes, a happy wolfie dog outside. Big and fluffy.
Yeah, massive.
I just want to go over and go play tickle tummies and play fights and stuff, because I like big wolfie dogs.
Maybe not with him at the moment. He probably needs to.
Oh, I don't know. Big wolfie dogs are the fun ones. You can really rough and tumble.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's just me.
Well, you're quite busy in the studio at the moment. Have you recorded? You got a new EP coming out.
That's right. Yeah, I've got. I've signed a 4-track EP release with Real Me Records, which is R-E-E-L. Real Me Records.
There
you go. And the EP's going to be called My Heart's on My T-shirt, and it'll be a 4-track EP. And haven't got a release date yet. It probably won't be for a few months, but it will be launched and released digitally on iTunes and all the major sort of download stores.
All Amazon other download places are available.
As they seem to be.
Indeed.
Popping up all over the place.
That is true.
Brilliant. So we've heard Barcelona already. You'll have to send us the next single when it's ready.
Well,
for
definitely.
Us
in fact, when the EP is all finished, I think Real Me Records, they email these sort of promo packs in a way, so you can get to hear it. I'll make sure to do that for you guys.
Oh, thank you very much.
And then you'll get to have the whole 4 tracks.
Oh,
and
fantastic! Get that out on the station.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Well, we're real excited listening to you. We ended up stuck back here listening to you when you were on stage.
But
it sounded brilliant.
Thank you.
You have some very nice session musicians. Or is it your friends that all produce
friends. I mean, Boris
play for
Ming,
each other.
Yeah, Boris Ming, he's on violin. He's in a number of bands, actually, and doing his thing. Then there's Nick Harris, who's a producer, and he has produced 3 of the tracks that are on my EP. And then Hannah Harris, she's a singer-songwriter as well. So it's been today, because it has been raining and stuff, it could be so easy. In the past, I've sort of you know, played with people, and you know, we can all get to be a bit of negative Nellies in a way, but they've all just been so lovely and positive and and just wonderful energy to have. So
the whole festival's had that vibe, though. It has been a it's raining, let's party atmosphere.
It's been, everyone has been really lovely, actually, so it's nice, makes it worth it, really.
Definitely.
Well, we're excited about, is there, this is a stupid question, is there going to be a t-shirt with My Heart Is On My T-shirt?
I'd really like to at some point. I mean, again, it's kind of having the finances for merchandise and, you know, that is one of my personal ideas that I'd love to have, like have a load of Miri t-shirts with lots of different designs and things that I'd like to get on the go, but guess I have to start off with the EP keep expanding and keep building, really.
Definitely.
Brilliant. Well, thanks very much for stopping
Thank you so much for having me.
We look forward to it.
And thank you for the cashews as well.
Oh, at any time.
The Recharged Radio cashew supply. It seems to work.
I might have just like two more before I go.
Lure people in here with food. Just make a little cashew trail from outside.
It works.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, thanks very much. Brilliant performance.
Thank you.
And we look forward to the EP. Yes.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Take care. Cheers.
Thank you.
Reaching for the light. Are we going now?
Sorry.
Hello, everyone out there in listener land. This is Recharged Radio, and we are live backstage at the Go-Go Festival. And we are here with Moomin, the very beardy Justin Wayne, and the very lovely and intellectual Grey Matter. Say hello.
Hello!
I'm waving.
We're waving at the mic. Can they see us?
Yeah, it's good.
It was a really good wave as well.
It was a fantastic wave. Yeah,
thank you.
Do you want to introduce yourselves for the people in listener land?
Okay, hi, I'm Emma. I sing for the band.
I'm Ju, I'm bass player.
I'm Georgie.
What do you do, George?
Oh, write songs, play guitar, sing.
Makes sense.
And I'm Jules, lead guitar.
And Jules is actually...
We have actually got a fifth member, Andy, but she's in the toilet. She's been there for an hour.
We lost Andy earlier near the bar, so she's here. But, hi, I'm Andy, I play the drums.
Hi, I'm Andy, I play the drums.
The part of Amanda will be played by Georgie.
That's all right.
This could make a quite interesting radio.
Honestly, we'll all take a little part for Andy, shall we?
Yes.
Sorry, Andy.
Well, I wonder what happened when Andy hears this interview back. It'll be fun.
She'll turn up halfway through.
Or not. Andy, she might not even turn up halfway through our set if she's having a nice time.
It's a good place to sleep, I hear.
Yeah.
Not really. So you guys have been together for a little while. You've been doing lots of work. Obviously, quite. No, I'm not loud enough. That's better. I'm not loud enough. My ear, you guys are nice and loud. How did you guys sort of get together, and how long have you been together for?
We've been together for ages. Oh. George and I started as a duo.
Okay.
2000.
Yeah. So.
Andy.
And then, like, since then, it was a bit of a, like, we've met different people. We met Ju came along, and then Jules, and then Andy's the recent addition to the band. So, okay. We've been together as we are for about a year and a half now. 2 years.
Over 2 years.
Is it?
Yes.
Time flies.
Time flies,
doesn't it?
When you've got Andy.
Yeah.
Andy.
Sorry.
Okay, quote from Andy.
Yeah. Oh, I've had a lovely time since I've been at the band, thanks.
It's been a barrel of laughs.
But yeah, thanks. She's usually
so
very quiet. It's better she's not
here. 2004, that's when we came on the circuit, and then we've kind of been this formation for about the last 2.5 years.
Why Grey Matter? Why the name?
Well, Emma and I, when we were a duo, we were just about to play a gig, and the guy said, Dan, what's your name? We were like, Georgie and Amiga. He goes, you can't call yourselves that. So he gave us about a night to think of a name. And Grey Matter is actually a Jules song, which Emma and I both liked at the time. We just needed a name quick and chose it. And it kind of had the G for the grey and the M for the... It was very quick.
Yeah, and then it got to the point where we couldn't really change it because that's how we were known. And it's difficult because I think all of us would...
Shit sticks.
Sugar.
Yeah.
Eat
so sorry.
Andy.
Andy. It's all right. Don't worry.
Andy's got a potty mouth.
Andy does have a potty mouth.
Yeah.
Bad but yeah. Andy. So it's a terrible name, but it seems to work for us, which is good. And we have thought-provoking lyrics.
Yeah.
And that's how we've shifted it.
We have poking lyrics.
Thought-provoking.
Thought-poking.
Maybe that as well. Why not?
Yeah.
Thoughts that can be poked and prodded at, I hear.
Yes. They can, absolutely.
Yes, it can be dissected and torn apart for the deeper meanings within.
And you've been independent all that time as well. Have you been courted by labels or anything like that?
We do have a manager, but we all kind of self-manage. We kind of shy away from being signed so we can still keep control of everything. But that's not to say if somebody big came along and wanted to sign us, we would.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment,
we
kind of self-manage our own albums and do all that. So
albums was a plural. Is there, how many have you got and what have you done so far?
We have two albums already and we are just
Hands
about
on
to
fire,
release.
Catabilitry.
Thanks, Andy. that was excellent input, Andy. And we've got one new album that's coming out soon.
Ooh, details. Can you give anything away?
Do you have anything you'd like to give away?
It's a round disc.
It's a round disc.
And it's on iTunes.
Ooh, digital, be on digital download as well?
Yeah.
Are you going to release it on
vinyl?
We're
all about digital.
Yeah. Can we release it on vinyl?
Yeah.
And on vinyl.
I'd really like to. I'd like to go old school.
That'd be brilliant.
Yeah, good idea.
I don't know. It seems like the limited edition vinyls are a thing that's going around these days.
I like your voice. You've got a radio voice.
Oh, thanks.
He does.
I'm not going to say you've got a face for radio because you're nice looking.
You've been complimented a lot,
yeah,
haven't you? You've,
yeah.
Nice teeth. Got
yeah, you both got very friendly
face.
Nice.
I like your teeth. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's okay.
It's because I'm American.
It's that Minnesota laugh coming through.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just dissed
George is from Alabama.
I noticed.
Aren't you, George?
You noticed. I was making fun of British teeth. I'm sorry. I was joking. After they complimented me, I dissed them.
I know, that is bad.
Really bad.
Bad,
we should walk out.
So the third album, does it have a name?
It's a secret.
To keep it mysterious.
It's a secret.
Thank you, Andy.
Yeah, the name is It's a Secret, it's a secret. To Keep It Mysterious.
You're putting out updates and stuff on Facebook then as well to keep everyone in the...
That's the page that we're most busy on, is our Facebook page.
Okay.
So most people, they're always like running competitions and chatting every day, and it's quite busy, our Facebook page.
Grey Matter
Live.
Thanks, Andy.
The part of Andy is still being played by Georgie. Georgie is being played by Emma.
It's going to get confusing.
My boobs would never be that big. I could only play George's part on radio. In fact, we were just asked if we wanted makeup, and I said, could you make me tall, thin and blonde? And she went, I'm not that good.
Aww.
I know, it's bad times.
That's rough.
Yeah, it is.
But you guys look very nice as well.
Thank you ever so much. It's ever so kind. Radio's good to us as well.
Only because you can't see your face.
On this massive microphone.
Big microphone.
Anyway, apart from the as of yet untitled and top secret album you have coming out shortly, have you got any gig dates lined up or festivals or tours?
We've got loads. We're playing up and down the country. We just got back from Hamburg, which was really good out there. We're playing at London Pride in Trafalgar Square.
Oh, that's July 2nd, isn't it, London Pride?
July 2nd. We're playing at Brighton Pride, Nottingham Pride. So the major Pride festivals, and then obviously we'll be releasing details of our album
Brighton Pride as well, which I think is August the 3rd.
Is there a sound delay, like a satellite sound delay? I think I just said that. Come in, Sydney.
I'm sorry,
she's playing two parts in this interview.
Sorry, come in, George.
These two sing together. They're used to repeating what each other says. Just normally in harmony.
Yeah. But we got loads going on, so like come and watch us. We like, you know, we've got an amazing fan base, but we like new people coming along as well. So
more the merrier.
Yeah,
more
definitely.
The more the merrier.
Thanks, Andy.
They've got a really hardy crowd out there ready, because they've braved the elements now, and they're ready. They're
hardcore.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
And me,
yeah.
They're in the vein.
Yeah. And me.
You're hardcore.
I'm the only one that's actually... This is Jules, not Andy. It's Jules as Jules. The only one that actually camped with everybody
that's
else.
Right.
But it was good fun.
Yes.
It was. Actually, last night wasn't awful.
No. Last night was fine.
Yeah. Friday was rough.
Have you been camping? Yeah, I was here Friday night.
She was, yeah.
Oh, well done you.
I discovered my tent wasn't 100% waterproof.
It's not the time you want to learn that, is it?
No.
At home it'll be fine, but here it's a bit rubbish.
It was a little bit on the damp side.
Yeah. That's just some sound effects.
It was.
We've been given apricots.
That was cashew nuts.
Amazing.
And
apricots.
And a cat.
Yeah. And a cat. That was a really realistic one, actually.
Yeah.
That's... Actually, that sounded exactly like one of my cats at dinner time.
When you run over.
No. Actually, just opening the cupboard that their food's kept in, they make that noise. Yeah. That very excited.
Well, I knew that.
I thought I'd seen you lurking in my kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. I am in the bush.
That's wrong.
Get out of that bush.
We have got this. Yeah. It's going out.
No,
you can't get out of it.
Oh, no, you're right.
Busted.
Well, it is Grey Matter. You guys will be on stage in a little bit. We're gonna get some music from you and play on a Recharge Radio forever loop.
Excellent.
And as you do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But thanks very much for stopping and taking it.
Yes, thanks
for having us.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
And it is Grey Matter Live, and it's gonna new album.
Grey Matter Live for Facebook. Yeah.
And then Grey Matter, is it just greymatter.com?
You can say it. www.greymatter-music.co.uk.
Brilliant.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Cheers. Bye.
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 music needs to be driven, not controlled. Recharged
Radio. That's right. That was a fun. I liked that interview. That was a really good time.
All
with those
I can
guys.
Remember of that interview is just laughing the whole way through. Yeah. It was brilliant fun.
They had that same energy on stage as well. They were really good when they were on stage.
That is true, because we could hear it all from my little vantage point behind the main stage.
We were so close.
And yet, it was a really, really good little spot. Yeah. We heard everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Absolutely. We heard it all.
So, but if you're wondering what this all is from and what we're talking about and what's going on, I've just clicked away. I do apologize if you're in the chat room. We are live this evening. Someone from the Spartans was asking if we played stuff of theirs. Yeah. And so I told them to send something. So if you're listening, Spartans, do send something our way, and we'll play something in the second hour at some point.
Yeah, send it through. Are you on studio at rechargeradio.com?
I'm Justin at rechargeradio.com.
Or Justin at rechargeradio.com. Send it through Spartans.
Jordan will get it if you send it to studio at rechargeradio.com, but I'm sure he has it already, because it sounds like you've done that whole shtick already.
Yeah,
but
send it through.
But yeah, so Moomin and I and Remedy, who couldn't come. I was sad.
Oh, we haven't got our minion.
No.
I did notice a distinct lack of minioning happening.
Yes.
And I was going to say, but I didn't want to be rude.
I have to do the minioning myself.
I know.
I do make better coffee than she does. I'm just kidding.
She just needs training.
Yeah, we went to the Go-Go Festival 2 weeks ago, and it's going to be again. I think that the super early bird tickets
are on sale now.
Sale now.
I think there's
78 quid or something.
It's £85 for 4 days camping and loads and loads and loads of music. And there'll probably be another fairground again and lots of fun stuff.
It was really, really fun.
It was. In spite of, I did whinge nonstop about the fact that it was absolutely pouring with rain for all of it until we decided to leave and come home on the Sunday night.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Then it was gorgeous weather for the drive home.
Gorgeous drive home weather.
But it was, in spite of the rain, it was a lot of fun because everyone was just such high spirits. It was just a great, chilled, relaxed place to be.
It was.
Totally loved it.
It was. And even for, I think some people were worried about a guy going to Go-Go Fest, but they welcomed him with open arms. Just about everybody.
He was sort of like, because Go-Go Fest is aimed at women in general.
Yeah.
Justin was a rare and exotic species of the bearded man.
That's
and
true.
Everywhere he went, it was just like, wow, it's a man, this godlike form come down amongst us.
I heard
or something similar to that. Or watch out, gynecagul.
Yeah, I suppose.
No.
But hey, I had a really good time, and everyone there was lovely. We had listened to Becky, who is the organizer of Go-Go Festival.
Yeah.
We had listened to her interview last week, and all that stuff is up on the Listen Again Player, or it's at the JustinWayneShow.com if you want to go check that out or download it. We had lots of good interviews last week as well.
It was amazing. I think we spoke to nearly everybody there.
Yeah.
I even went around and chatted to some of the sort of like the stall holders in the main festival field, and they were having fun. And even despite that, people were still going out and buying T-shirts and sun hats and flags and all sorts of fun festival things.
Loving it.
Yes.
Well, we've got Susie Clark coming up next.
From the Clark Collective.
Yeah. And she's got a really cool, interesting stuff to talk about and how she's organizing herself as a musician with the band and with
Indeed.
Other people, artists and things.
And sort of like rolling collaborations, really interesting stuff musically.
Love it.
Totally.
That's what it's all about, this independent music business.
Mm.
But let's see, we're going to hear her tune, which I would say it's free. I'm forgetting. I don't think it is. But you can download it. I think you can pay 99p for it or something. So.
Which is cheap as chips, really.
It's
actually cheaper than chips because even a small portion is now £1.20.
Yeah.
In my local chippy.
Well, we should go downstairs and get some chips.
Yeah, cheaper than chips.
There you go. So let's hear that. You can hear it now and see if you like it. And we're going to speak to Susie in a bit. Talk It Over is the track right here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Moomin and Justin. And hello to Randy, Titty Bingo Man.
Hello, Titty Bingo peoples. We love you.
We do. And everyone, we'll talk about that in a little while as well. Because everyone loves the
Titty Bingo stickers. They are traveling the world now.
That's true. All right. It's Recharge Radio.
Again, when I you feel like you. I'm not a girl who gives a heart too easily, so I might seem cold. I've had my share of heartache, and believe me, nothing makes me scared like this. Every time you turn away, it makes me crumble a little more. No, 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 no. You don't need to be shy now. You know I want you. I want you. Oh, oh. I may make you feel again. Been a fire burning, oh, if wanted me, set your soul on fire. All you have to say is you who can make me feel. Can you make me feel? Oh, oh. And let me make you feel like you. Your heart and sing for me, baby. I can make you feel again when I sing. Oh, oh. No, 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 no. Let me make you feel again. I can make you feel, I can make you feel, I can make you feel again. I can make you feel, I can make you feel, I can make you feel again. Feel again, feel again, feel again, feel again. Feel for me, baby.
Just having a little chat about food. It must be close to dinner time here.
It's getting close to
backstage
dinner time.
At the Go-Go Festival.
It is. I'm sort of thinking about nice, good, stodgy festival food.
Yeah.
It should be. That,
there's donuts over there. Donuts.
Oh, the hot donut stand. Walking past that, the smell.
It's delicious. Well, we are here with equally delicious guest.
That is true. That is true.
Of course.
We have the barbecue pit at the ready.
Should I be scared?
See, then you went sinister on me. So I was all nice. You went sinister.
Yeah,
is
it's
that
nice
how this
balance.
Is going to be?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm the evil sinister
Got
one.
It.
You're the nice one.
We finally figured out our thing. We're sitting here with Susie Clark.
From the
Susie Clark
Collective. Yes,
you
yes.
are the.
And very same.
Just been on the stage. How was it?
Yeah, it was awesome. Really, really cool. Lovely crowd. The sun actually came out whilst I was playing as well.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, I've heard about the horrors that has been the weather this weekend. So.
It's been interesting.
Yes.
Very interesting. I think
it's a meteorological delight. That's the longest word I've said this weekend.
What was it?
Meteorological.
Oh,
and I said it wrong again. It's brilliant.
Well, how recently have you become the collective? Because it's Susie Clark with an .com.
.co.uk.
.co.uk. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And how long have you been the collective for then?
We've been, this version of the collective has been just a couple of months, but the concept of the collective began towards the end of the festival season last summer.
Sure.
Yeah.
We call it a collective because it extends further than just the band. There's lots of other people that are involved in the project. There's illustrators and filmmakers and all kinds of other people that are involved in helping us promote what we do. So
yeah.
We like to return the favour and promote their... their artistic talents as well.
So. Awesome.
Tell us about some of those other artistic people and things that you've got working with you.
Well, most recently we've taken on board an illustrator called Angela Chick, who's based in Brighton, and she's just designed the artwork for our single release that came out last week, and all of our merchandise. We've got really cool tote bags and badges and postcards and stuff, which she's designed for us for free. And we want to just talk about what she does and what have you in return.
So, really
nice. Beautiful stuff. She's done an amazing job for us.
Yeah.
But you mentioned a brand new single release.
Yes, the first single that we have ever released, came out last Thursday, I think it was, on the 9th of June. The song's called Sing For Me, there isn't actually a video for it yet. It's just in production at the moment. It's all got a bit late, but that should be up on YouTube and stuff in the next couple of weeks.
Excellent. So can the single be found on like iTunes and Amazon for download,
all
or in the shops?
Usual, yes, it's all the online retailers have got the single, so if you just Google it, I'm sure it'll turn up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, the sound was fantastic from back here.
Thank you.
How many people are in the band? It sounds like it's quite a few.
Yeah, there's six of us.
Wow.
We've got myself, obviously, I sing and play acoustic guitar. We've got a lead electric guitarist, Adam, Jem on drums, Gareth on bass, and my two lovely girls, Emma and Keely, who sing backing vocals.
Oh, excellent.
So we're a really tight-knit team, like a family, so it's nice.
Well, then you've got the other artists and things popping in and out.
We've got Joel who's here, and he helps organise us, and people kind of pop in and out, like you say, all the time.
It's fantastic. Well, if you've got a good thing going, people just sort of get magnetised to it, don't they?
That seems to be the way. Yeah, definitely.
And definitely, I think having a team like that you work with, and you're promoting each other, you're doing the merch, and that is the way forward. You guys definitely have got a leg up on a lot of
absolutely. Yeah,
stuff.
Collaboration is the way forward.
Stuff. Strength in unity and collaboration and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just played here. Is this the first festival you've ever done, or have you got more lined up, or how's it going on the playing live front?
We've done festivals in the past, not too many actually. I mean, obviously because we've only just pulled the sound together and we've just made the album, what have you. We were hoping to get onto a few more festivals this year, but we were a little bit late and sort of missed the boat. So we picked up a few last minute, like this one, and we're playing our hometown festival, Guildfest, 2 days across the weekend. So if people are going to that, they can catch us there.
Excellent.
But live-wise, we're on tour at the moment. It's all quite south-based, so we're in a lot of the southeast. Venues. What's the next one? I think we're in London at the Troubadour on the 22nd, which is Wednesday.
22nd of June,
So that's the next one, and there's a couple more dates after that.
Troubadour's got to be a fantastic, great venue to be in.
It's gorgeous,
Nice and central, and that's great.
Yeah, I played there once before. It's a really nice kind of you go under the street, so it's like it feels like a bit of a dirty secret.
Best sort, surely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Of course. Well, are there any other kind of secrets?
Hold on.
No? Dirty little?
There are one or two, but it could be criminal.
Okay. and it is Susie with an S and Clark with an E .co.uk.
That's the one, Susie. Clark with an E.
The single's out there. It's on iTunes and all the other fantastic places. And we're watching
other
for the video.
Are available?
What's the YouTube channel? Is the YouTube channel the same sort of thing? Or?
I think we're just in the process of setting up a new one, but the old one's still active. It's just Susie Clark.
Okay. The collective is now bearing its...
Connective weight. Yes. Lying in wait. I like that.
Well done. Great. Well, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Thanks
for having me.
Look forward to the rest of the album coming out very soon as well.
Cheers, guys.
Cool.
Thank
thanks
you.
Very much.
All right.
Cheers.
See ya.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com.
Hey there, we are still live at GoGo. It is still me, Moomin, and the very beardy and lovely Mr. Justin Wayne, who's feeling a bit bullied lately. He says I've been cruel to him.
And I spilled my coffee.
And he spilled his coffee, so he was quite upset and did cry a little bit.
But Rem got me another one.
Yes, but our Recharge Radio Minion did her job and brought more coffee into the mix. But not only did she bring coffee, she brought in Christina Cornell.
Yay!
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Good. We meant to talk to you before and we didn't.
It's good. I saw you and I thought, no, I must talk to them.
So how was it?
It was great. It was really great. I was first on, so I guess that's always difficult, isn't it? But actually, it was perfect. The sun had come out. Lots of people were sitting down, very chilled out Sunday. Yeah, it was just right for the kind of music I was playing, so I was really pleased.
And the type of music you were playing was?
I guess it's quite soulful, intimate music with the piano, me singing. Just, yeah.
Really sort of Sunday music,
yeah,
relaxing.
Yeah, I think it is. It is that kind of music, definitely. So it worked well.
A Sunday morning kind of music.
Get people ready and awake for the rest of the day.
And how long have you been sort of around and gigging and producing albums and stuff?
Well, a long time now. I think about 6 years, 6 or 7 years now. Yeah. Yeah, just constantly doing a gig and writing, always writing. I try and write a song at least once a week. Just keep it up and always trying to develop my craft, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. And the more gigs you do, the more comfortable you get. And actually, yeah, today was really nice because the moment I got on, I just didn't feel nervous. And that's great when you can just enjoy it. Just look around. And it's nuts because the planes are going over and there's all sorts of things happening there and it's just such a lovely atmosphere.
That's something we really haven't discussed too much is the fact that we're right next to an airfield.
Yeah, it's a big aerodrome and they've got a festival on today, the aerodrome for military aircraft, which has been quite interesting.
Yeah.
I think our Mr. Jordan Thomas would have quite enjoyed that.
Yeah, does he like airplanes?
He likes military airplanes. I walked into the production booth one day at the station wearing a Death Stars t-shirt which has a Wellington bomber on and blazoned across my boobage. And and Jordan looked at my boobs and instead of commenting on the boobs, which is what normally would happen, he just went, "That's a Wellington bomber," and then started talking about Wellington bombers for a while.
That's when you know, eh?
That's when you know.
Did you get a chance to do any of the skydiving or
No, like but that, like I said, when I was playing, I had, because I wasn't so worried, I had time to look around and I could see things happening and what people were up to. And yeah, there's like a wall or something at the back.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
There's a climbing wall going on here.
So it was nice. I got to enjoy it.
They had a parachutist come in.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I saw that. That was just before. But I did actually go up to him and go, "You're nuts." I thought this guy's killed himself. He came so fast.
Oh. Yeah.
He was just laughing. He thought it was great. But yeah. I mean, it's been an eclectic day, definitely.
So what does the future hold for you? You've got two albums out now. You've given us one of them. There's one on your website.
Yeah.
Tell us about those.
I guess I started off working with different producers, and I was able to work even with Tricky, which was amazing, and go to studios and stuff and develop a sound like a trip hop, basically. And then after doing that for a while, I thought, you know what? I'd like to just kind of strip the songs right back and get them much more intimate. And so I thought, I'll do an acoustic album. And so that's kind of what I'm selling now on my website and kind of what I play, really, like today. Just keep it really stripped back. So, yeah.
And are there any plans to get a couple of other musicians in with you?
Now I'm thinking about maybe getting a band together or something and writing completely differently, maybe more sort of slightly more upbeat stuff. And it's exciting. I'm thinking new things.
Had you used like beats and boxes and computers on stage before with you? Or?
No, never. Okay. I've always been on my own. And actually, it would be really nice to have like a group of people, musicians to work with, definitely.
Okay. Well, the album that's out on your website now is Creature of the Night, which you can buy off the website. Yep. And is it just piano?
It's piano and there's guitar songs on there too, yeah.
Do you write both on the piano and on the guitar?
I do, yeah. I've always felt they're quite different, but I guess they're not. Everyone says, it's the same. But to me, the guitar, I feel freer in a way because I don't really know it as well.
Yeah.
I spent more time on the piano. And I kind of taught myself the guitar, so there's a freedom there, I feel, like a kind of innocence with it. but the piano is more sort of serious to me. So there's a, it's a nice balance, I think, of quite sort of serious piano stuff with more lighthearted guitar music.
So. It's less hard to run around on the stage and
with a baby grand. Yeah,
this is true. Guitar, it's great for the versatility. Like some people just don't have a keyboard or a piano, and you go, okay, I'll come with my guitar. So yeah, you're more versatile with different kind of sets you do.
Yeah.
Do you do different sets then for the types of stuff?
Yeah, I tend to think what's going to work. You know, like the one I'm doing next week's in a pub, so okay, that should be on the guitar, maybe a bit more intimate stuff. Or if I'm doing a big kind of concert, then I can get the piano out, you know. So it just depends.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you have more recording plans in the near future then?
Always got plans, just different producers actually all the time coming up to me and saying, oh come on, let's do something new, because I can write quite quickly. So I recently did something with another producer and did some stuff with him, so all the time there's got new projects on, just to keep on creating, really.
Cool. Very cool. Well, keep us in the loop.
I will. Thank you.
We'll put it on because it's great stuff.
Oh, thank you very much.
We've been playing it, and we will continue to play it.
Indeed.
I know that you've given us the album as well.
Yes.
I've got some.
I'll give you the acoustic one as well, and then you've got to choose.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Cool.
Well, once again, it's ChristinaCoronel.com, CoronEL.com, and we're going to speak to her sister in just a second as well.
Yeah, because it's a musical family, this one.
It is.
Do the parents play as well?
Our dad plays the piano, but he... and mum dances. This is true. Yeah, no, it is, definitely. There was lots of, dad kind of... He was really into classical music and stuff, so he really kind of encouraged us with all the greats first. Sure. He was a bit anti-pop, wasn't he? So we both feel like we've rebelled a little bit, but, definitely musical.
Very cool.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for spending some time.
Cheers.
Thanks.
We're supposed to talk and stuff.
Oh, we are, aren't we? Yeah. We can't just sit here and listen to our interviews and go, that was a quite tightly crafted interview.
It was.
Some awesome music
as
well.
They were good. Good times. That was Christina.
Yeah.
But it was Christina Cornell. That song is from her more produced album. Mm-hmm. And you can get the other one on her website. And I think you can get both of them on the website.
I think you can now.
ChristinaCornell.co.uk.
Yeah. And it was a good time there. No, we were just sitting here chatting about the interviews and stuff and what fun we had doing them and whilst listening to them, and forgot that we actually have a job to do.
Yeah. It was, but yeah, so we've got, obviously we've got more interviews to get through. And we've got Alex Kerr-Wilson's going to be on at the top of the hour. We're going to be talking about
Discovery 2, which is down in Kensington tomorrow night. Four really good bands. And we'll hear them in just a little while. Should we do the comedian interview?
That was a good one. My sides actually hurt after that interview.
Yeah, they were really funny.
Well, that's why they're comedians.
Because you'll hear this as well. Mm. But they were talking a lot about how they don't. Or comedian promoters don't tend to put more than one female on a bill.
Yeah, because it is still the saying on the comedy circuit that you are the token female for any comedy gig. It is very much and the same with that, you have like the one woman female comedian, one black or minority ethnic comedian, so help you if you're female and black. It's like Gina Yashere, who's one of the best stand-up comedians of this generation at the moment, I feel. She's gone out to the US and to get bigger, more acclaim out there, and now she comes back here as a sort of like big international superstar, whereas before she was... resigned. She was doing really well on the independent stand-up circuit, but when she did the big panel shows, comedy shows, most of her stuff was cut out, and she was there to laugh at the big boys.
It's a shame.
It is. I think maybe promoters, they tend to be male, and maybe they get scared that if there's more than two women on the bill, two women or more, they'll start to talk about periods and things, and it will scare the men.
Well, let's listen to them. It's Zoe Lyons, Jen Genius. Brister, yes. And Susie Ruffle.
Oh, yes. It was a good one.
It was. It's live at the Go-Go Festival on Recharge Radio.
So I'm very excited. Backstage at the Go-Go Festival, Remedy
here.
Has done her job.
The Recharge Radio minion is deserving of a uniform.
Something.
Maybe a cup of coffee.
Yeah, maybe. But we have three of the comedians from the comedy tent. We have Zoe Lyons on our far left.
Our headline comedy act.
And no.
And Jen Brister as well.
Yes, hello.
And Susie Ruffle as well.
That's me, hello.
I didn't mean to say as well.
But in addition, we've got three of Britain's top female talents, comedic talents, here. And I'm trying not to go fangirly. This is quite dangerous. I'm a comedy geek. I love this stuff.
So what was the crowd like here at in the tent over there?
I think we were all really surprised that it was really, really good. Actually, there were often festival gigs when you're a comedian are hard because, well, there's the noise issue and people moving about, but they were really focused and really, really up for it.
Yeah, they were lovely. And having it in the tent was perfect.
Yeah.
Because I think if we'd have had it in the other stage, it would have been a disaster. But having, also because it was raining as well when we were on, but it was really nice to have everybody sort of sat down on the ground, focused at us, and it's a kind of, the tent was sort of like not too deep, so
it's quite an intimate,
see everyone.
It's sizable but intimate at the same time.
Yeah, it was lovely.
It just created nice.
That's how I describe myself.
That's how I describe you. Sorry.
It was fun. It was really good fun. Because I've done a couple of festival gigs, and they can be hard work as a comedian.
Yeah.
You've got a band behind you and a drummer and all sorts going on, then you've got a lot more noise to oomph out.
Yeah.
If it's just you with some words, it can be a bit hard.
Yeah. And also, you know, I think it was nice that people, like, everyone that came into the tent just really kind of got what was going on, and there was nobody. People didn't tend to sort of get up and move around, so that meant that we could keep our focus as well.
That's good. That's really nice.
Because it can be really distracting if you're halfway through a joke and then, like, 10 people just go, yeah, I need a piss. And then you all get up on unison, you're like, oh, hang on, that's it.
Something I said.
Awkward.
With their camping chairs.
Yeah.
I'm on this, just me.
So how did you all get involved with the Go-Go Festival?
Yeah, we all got asked about it at the same time, didn't we?
Yeah, I did it last year when it was Let's Go Camping, and it was great fun then. And then they asked me to come back, and you guys both
jumped on your coattails.
Jumped
on your coattails.
That's what happened. That's what happened, ladies. And then we all spoke to each other. We all rang each other and said, are you going to go? Yeah, let's go. Are you going to go? Yeah, let's go. Let's go and play together.
The original idea was to come camping. None of us have done that.
We did think about that.
Yeah.
I think with the weather, you made a wise choice.
Well, there were some very brave people here who've stuck it out in some horrific downpour. I mean, the rain was biblical on Friday.
Yes.
It was biblical. So I'm very impressed. That takes some... doing. Maybe they've got nobody else to go. Maybe they've got nowhere else to go. I don't know. But I certainly wouldn't.
After you set yourself up here and you put the camping tent out and you get all your gear in the tent, you don't. I mean, there isn't anywhere else to go, is
no,
there?
No, when you're in a tent,
you could pack it up, but that's almost worse in the rain than not packing it.
It's that sense of failure as you pull that tent back down.
Yeah.
I'm not strong enough.
That's such a British thing, isn't it? Yeah. I'm not going to let this defeat me. No. I'm going to stick it out even though I'm miserable.
The tent is up. I'm cold. I'm soggy. All my belongings are now soggy because they were outside in the rain while I was putting the tent up.
But I'm going to stay.
But it's nice. The sun's come through now.
It has come through.
It's lovely.
It is really nice out there now. Yeah. It's raining a bit earlier, but it's...
It'll be good for the headline acts, won't it? I hope it stays like this.
Yeah, me too.
Heather and Horse and...
Betty. It seems like sometimes all the British need is a cup of tea and you're sorted.
Oh, yes.
I'm not very odd because I'll talk about the weather, but I don't drink tea.
This was on my mind. Yeah. Lager.
I'm interested. Because I obviously didn't get to hear you because I was over here interviewing stuff. How do you organize your sets? I mean, if you want to just talk about like what how would you categorize yourself as a comedian and what kind of stuff do you discuss?
I'm shambolic.
You're not shambolic.
Worst
description of you I've ever heard.
Look at my hand, people. I mean, I know this doesn't translate on radio.
We are looking at Zoe Lyon's hand.
Okay, what can you see on that hand? It says...
it says... Cindy.
That's to remind me who my girlfriend is, because there's a lot of ladies here, and I might get confused. So that's not even my set. That's just to remind me that I came here with her and I must take her home.
It looks like P hieroglyph.
It says P standing up. Oh, that's P part of my up. Set. It's just rubbish. And then if you turn over, camping. There's more gold written there. It's utterly shambolic.
You're not shambolic. It's slick. I would describe Zoe Lyons as very slick, gag-heavy, and incredibly funny.
Gag heavy.
I would not describe myself as gag heavy.
You had a stormer.
I had a lot of
fun.
You
did have a stormer. What about you,
Jim? I lesed it up.
You did?
I lesed it up.
As you do at Go-Go
Festival.
Well,
I think if you're as a comedian, you've just got to be aware of who your audience is.
Yeah.
I think if you're doing a gig in front of a gay audience, I think we all sort of included gay material because it doesn't,
I haven't got much else.
it would have got a different response at a working men's club in Chesterfield.
When we would have perhaps disguised it a bit more. But yeah, I think... No, I don't know. I like to tell stories. I've got a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Susie, you're gag heavy.
I'm gag-ish, but I have quite a lot of stories.
Yeah.
I'm sort of gag story.
Gaggy story.
Mm. Sometimes, story, yeah.
It's so funny when you try and describe what you do on stage.
It's really weird. I tell jokes.
I usually just lark about and I've got... A mime I do about a turkey in an oven. I mean, when you explain that to somebody, and then they look at you and go, and you managed to make a living out of this? You go, I know, it's amazing.
Brilliant.
I wing life.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I think that's quite true.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I think a lot about being a comedian is being able to read the crowd and know who your audience is and be able to give them what they want.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
We don't always do it, but that's what you're supposed to do.
Sometimes you literally can't give them what they want because I have turned up to gigs before and they're going, we like it quite racist here. And you go, I won't be able to give you what you want. I will, however, be able to get back in my car and reverse out of here. Sometimes you turn up and you know you're just never going to gel. You're like...
Yeah.
Gin and Advocar, it's not going to work.
No. That's going to be messy the next morning as well. Yeah. Oof. Anything with Advocar.
Anything eggy.
Yeah, it's never good.
Oh, I like a bit of Advocar. Anyway, never mind.
You do?
Yeah, I like a little bit of eggy alcohol.
I always like the idea of Christian eggnog, but then it's never what you think it's going to be.
What is eggnog?
Eggnog, no.
No. Don't
always
do it.
It's not mulled wine. If it's Christmas, mulled wine.
Absolutely.
I'll go for festive Jack Daniels myself.
What's that?
It's exactly the same as normal Jack Daniels, except you have it in a Christmas mug.
You actually have it in a mug.
Preferably with like the little reindeer on the side.
Us Brits, we just know the drinks.
If
there's a crisis, if there's a celebration, if it's raining, if it's sunny, there's nothing that can't be good. Yeah.
A bit of gin too. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, hell. There's only one place I found more that actually worships the GNT more than the UK.
Who's that?
Finland.
Really?
Finland are mad on gin.
But that's gasoline and tonic they're drinking because they're proper heavyweights.
Proper drinkers there.
Although when I was over there, they actually sell, going to pubs and bars, they sell something called long drink on tap. And it's next to the beers, the cider. You go, I'll have a pint of long drink. It's gin and grapefruit on tap.
Wow.
I think I'd like that. That's a dream.
Let's
go do a gig in Helsinki. stinky.
I recommend
it. Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
Let's do them. Whether we'd actually ever get on stage would be another thing. Yeah, how stinky.
Just there dragging our liver behind us.
Yeah. Brilliant.
You just phone one in, because up there you can replace them and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just get one in.
Just fold it up.
That's how the
place is. Fold it up, pop it somewhere. Then
I've got
to inflate the next one.
That's what it's for.
Lovely.
Well, do you guys tour together quite often then, or is it? Do you
no, see sadly, each other quite often? Which is a shame actually, because
we have a laugh.
We really have a laugh. And usually, we were the.
We did Melbourne together.
And
we're going to be living together in Edinburgh.
Oh God, so we do. We work.
Oh, I'm not in that gang. I was neither in Melbourne nor their flat in Edinburgh.
Yeah, but they'll be coming around for tea.
Yeah, I'll be around for tea. Yeah, aren't you?
But generally on the circuit, still it's.
When I do Zoe's gig, Ben Double.
Yeah, then.
And when I do Zoe's gig, Ben Double.
That's when we see each other.
But generally,
it's still quite male dominated, and it's a dull subject, and it's but it is generally male promoters will not put more than one woman on the bill. So you're very rarely working with your female friends.
It's always a bit of a sausage sandwich.
It is
that,
always
that should change.
Yeah, that should change. You're right. Yeah. And it is a very we get asked about it all the time as a female comedian. Like, isn't it hard being a lady and doing comedy? And like, well, only as hard as other stuff, but the boring part of it is promoters do still have this view that if they put more than two women on a bill, they'll run away shopping together or something, you know. I think they're just terrified.
Or they think audiences will just like melt or something. It's like candles just go,
No, we don't like it.
Yeah. We just spoil it for everyone else. One of them was fine, and now they're together, they're spoiling it.
Oh, it was coincidence. Coincidence, we're both funny. Coincidence.
Ever geek together.
I think it's like we're still. It's really weird, isn't it? That as a woman, in comedy, you're still kind of a bit of a novelty act. And they think because we're a novelty act, it's like you don't have one more musical act, you don't have one more act from an ethnic minority or a woman. You just that's it. But you can have four men on the bill. That's fine.
Four men, mid-40s, middle class,
whites. That's brilliant. Have that. Yeah. But anything else other than that, that sort of veers away from that is.
It's sort of like you do look at a lot of the comedy panel shows. There's a lot on telly. Wherever it is, kind of men, and it does seem like the occasional once a season or once a series, you're allowed a woman on.
Sling her on and then just film her laughing at the men's jokes.
Don't film her jokes, don't actually film her jokes, don't broadcast them.
I've seen Zoe on Mock the Week twice just laughing at other people's jokes. I'm like, that doesn't sound like Zoe. Normally she's telling shitloads of jokes and they're like just like it's silent laughter.
It is still a part of the business that we're in, and you can either bang on about it or you can get on with it, which is what I guess we choose to do.
The
best thing we can possibly do is just keep being good and get better.
Getting the ticket sales and getting the tours out there.
Keep calm and carry on.
I mean, saying of tours and things, what have you guys got coming up?
I'm gonna have a takeaway this evening.
You've been talking about since you arrived.
I'm quite excited.
What are you having?
Thai. A lot of people are going for the Thai option.
Yes.
And a bottle of red wine.
A bottle of red wine, probably in Thai.
Oh, that sounds nice.
But work-wise, we're all going to Edinburgh. We're all going to Edinburgh in August. Yeah, so that'll be fun. Well, it'll be fun for about a week, and then it'll be a nightmare. But it sort of becomes Groundhog Day, and you wake up every day and go, oh, God, I'm still here. And it's August, and it's -3 degrees, and it's raining, and I've got trench foot, and I don't know why I'm here. So
nobody gets it. It's like really weird when you tell people you're going to Edinburgh. People imagine that you're having the time of your life. It's the festival, because they go there as punters. They're like, wow, this is amazing. We get to see all this creativity, and all we see is other comics just crying into their
reviews.
Yeah.
Crying into newspapers.
Into reviews and empty wallets.
She's lost so much money. And it's relentless. It's relentless.
And you have to drink a lot just to get through it. So. Yeah.
Although we're not doing that this year, are we?
No, we're being healthy.
You're not drinking?
No, we're not drinking this year.
Not at all?
That's the plan, Susie. It lasts 3 minutes. You know it will. We'll get off the plane.
You're about to be like, no.
Yeah. No, but we are.
I'm going to leave the interview now. I need to go make some new friends. You're going to be in Edinburgh.
Proper friends.
That's never happened so far.
No.
Usually Zoe and I are like still in the bar at 7:30 a.m.
I'm the falls off the wagon quite spectacularly.
And I'll be encouraging you to do that.
6 o'clock in the morning going, wow, I can see how this festival's going to go. By the way, I might need some new kidneys.
Do they do that in Scotland? Do they do new? They probably don't.
You can get a big pride.
get free deep fried.
But NHS might be, you know, private pretty soon, so you might be able to do that on NHS. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, thank you very much for taking out some time to speak to us.
Thank you for drinking time. Yeah.
We're all sitting there with water.
I know. Well, none of us are going to be able to drink.
It's
shocking.
Yeah.
Just the class ice then.
Yeah. Ice, keep me going.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah.
Well, once again, thank you very much to Zoe Lyons, Jen Brister, and Susie Ruffle.
Thank you very much.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com.
Fabulous stuff from the Go-Go Festival.
Oh, yeah, the interview with Zoe and everyone there. I actually, my sides were hurting when we finished that because I was spent it just laughing and trying to hide away from the mic just because all you would have heard otherwise is me just going hee 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 and falling onto the floor.
They were lovely.
They were absolutely insane, which is the best way to be.
Yeah.
Mad for the comedy.
Yeah. And it was really interesting to hear about female comedy. I didn't realise that there were so many barriers that they were dealing with.
There is still a lot out there. I mean, if you look at sort of like, look at the big panel show, like Mock the Week, where you get a lot of the stuff. The Now Show, on which is broadcast on Radio 4. Hmm. And sort of a lot of them, it is, you do only have one woman. And then even on like Mock the Week, you'll have like one, maybe two women per series. Hmm. And it's like a big thing. And then they cut all their lines out.
It's a shame.
But yes.
Well, what maybe we should do is we should ask some of them if they want to come back and do like little 90-second bits or something. I've got a couple of those. The guy that's done some video editing for me is also a comedian. So, and he is he's actually a gay comedian living in Bozeman, Montana, which is not the last place you'd want to be if you're gay, but certainly
not in the top 10.
It's a struggle sometimes there. So. He's got a really funny thing piece about girly drinks.
Yeah, drizzly apple teeny.
Yeah.
Actually, for our friends in the US who are in New York, congratulations, guys. New York senators have passed the gay marriage amendment out there. So you guys and gals can now get married. Excellent. Yay. Congratulations, guys.
It's Massachusetts and New York now.
Massachusetts and New York, yes.
And Hawaii, I think, as well.
I'm not sure, but... definitely, New York has just passed it, so that is excellent news for LGBT listeners out there.
There you go. Cool. LGBT. Does T count? Do you say T? Do you add T on the end of yours?
LGBT is an overall banner, but transgender isn't really about sexual orientation. That's gender identity more than anything else.
Oh, okay.
I can get quite sort of into the philosophical side of it all and that all.
Oh, absolutely.
And be quite incredibly dull about it, actually.
I'll freely admit my ignorance to a lot of that stuff. So.
That's all right.
There you go.
One of my past jobs, I used to work in an LGBT support network. So, So I sort of like got to understand a lot more than sort of like the average person on the street.
Oh, cool.
And definitely a lot more than most tabloid editors.
Hmm.
Goes without saying, though.
Well, we're gonna go around the top of the hour here.
Yeah,
we're gonna do a couple of little dealy bobs, and then we're gonna go straight in to speaking with Alex Kerr-Wilson about Discovery 2 down, which is tomorrow night. If you head over to
Kensington, I believe.
Yeah.
The posh part of London.
Yeah, I guess it's nice down there.
It is. They stopped me going there now. I'm too scruffy.
And there's a nice restaurant above it called Archangel, so you can get some food beforehand if you want. Doors open at 8 tomorrow night, and we're gonna hear from all the artists. We're going to be there in just a moment here on the Just a Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio. And then if I push the play button, magical things will happen.
Magic.
At some point.
Maybe.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.